Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Henry Sokolsky, Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, the executive director, about Russian anti-satellite weapons, two of them, one denied by the Kremlin as recently as February of 2024, said to be capable of taking a nuclear weapon into space, detonating that and damaging all the surveillance and communication satellites in reach, perhaps all of them in low Earth orbit. The more recent launch of an anti-satellite weapon is what Henry's going to address here. What we know, what we can guess about an anti-satellite weapon that's called an inspector satellite or a space tug, for that's the language of commercial space, something that can refuel or reposition satellites in orbit and also damage, as Henry explains. Henry Sokolsky, Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center. The most recent launch by Roscosmos of an anti-satellite weapon that, of course, the Kremlin denies they launched. More of this later.
The second ASAT is in space. It is not nuclear, but it is a clear and present danger because it is very close to some of the most sensitive American military satellites in low Earth orbit. And it doesn't belong there. And we can only speculate, but it appears as though it's what's called a rendezvous satellite, one that can get very close and play around with antenna, paint lenses and optics so they can't see, possibly denting or damaging things, you know, any number of kill mechanisms or repair mechanisms, if you will. It can even reposition the satellite to put it out of its proper location.